Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio 94.1 on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. How are you doing, YouTube folk? Jack, just throw strikes next Wednesday.
Yep.
Throw strikes.
That's the goal. Right. I was pretty accurate today.
All right.
I was like, if I threw just all fastballs, I probably threw like 45 out of like the 55 pitches for strikes.
That's good.
That's very good.
Good percentage. Yeah. And your chances of getting tired are lower if you throw more strikes.
Well, yeah. I was actually pretty happy with it. Like usually when I throw, I did 50 straight. Like it's not like I stopped or anything.
Yeah.
Usually like the hamstring starts getting a little tired because pitching is a lot of leg related.
Yeah.
But felt pretty good today.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
And how many, were you just throwing fastballs?
No, I'm mixing in some cutters. The cutter was cutting. I'm not throwing a curveball. Curveball sucks.
Okay.
I've never been a curveball guy.
All right. Huh? All right, let's go to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Tomorrow might need to be my top five least favorite versions of Spike. With fasting Spike.
No. We just did that top five like a month ago, I'm sure.
All right, so I have for you, honor of Elliot and his nonsense about Zach Wheeler, the five things Elliot has been the most wrong about in the last year. Number five, who could forget his 1 week stint as the Eagles weren't a run first team?
Oh, that was...
Insisting.
1 week stint.
And then he came in the next week and was like, all right.
I get it. Yeah, he was as wrong about that as he could be about anything. I mean, they were the definition of a run first team. They ran more than any other team in the entire NFL.
By far.
Like, not even close. Ran more than any team I think I've seen in the last 20 years in the NFL.
A lot like that Marshawn Lynch-led Seattle Seahawks team.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was one of those moments I'll never forget. It was a pretty memorable Tuesdays with Elliot because it's one of those moments where Elliot's so positive on the Eagles that it makes Ike
mad,
who is also incredibly positive on the Eagles, like snap. You know, I'd be like, well, hold on.
That's a pretty good skill to have. That's different.
If you can get you to be like, hold on, let's not go overboard here on the Eagles. It's pretty good talent by Elliot. The fourth thing that Elliot has been the most wrong about in the last year, and this is a new one, but the Lions is the ninth best franchise in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Well, he forgot the Raiders, he mentioned. Yeah. And
you could throw the Colts in there as more.
And what was his reasoning that they play every
Thursday, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, every Thanksgiving, even when they suck.
And he goes, and if you just name people, tell people to name NFL teams, they'll say the Lions.
Oh, he said like, oh well, they're one of the original teams.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they were horrible. They didn't win a playoff game for 31 years.
Yeah.
They've had players retire early. Great players.
Yeah, because of losing.
Because of that team.
He had them just two slots behind the Patriots, and he had them ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And the Ravens.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Even the Lions right. would say we're not one of the nine best franchises.
And I argue with him about the Bears. I can relent on the Bears
sure.
a little bit, right? I can relent on them. But the Lions, no.
They're not the Bears. Like, the Bears at least have a real culture.
Right.
Can you, like, before Barry Sanders, who's the most notable Lion?
And if he wanted to say on the Ravens, look, they've only been it's only been a team for 25 years. But the Chiefs.
Right. Come on, man.
Chiefs have been there for a long time.
And if we're doing history, they were in the first Super Bowl.
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Doesn't always talk.
Of course not.
Yeah.
The third thing that Elliott has been the most wrong about in the last year is, who could forget? They should take a guard in round one of the 2024
right.
NFL draft.
Last year's draft.
Fighting tooth and nail with everyone about how they needed a guard.
Yep.
Bigger impact in the of last year's Super Bowl run, Quinion Mitchell or a guard?
Mekhi Becton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even have Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, wouldn't even have Mekhi
Becton. Who was a dominant player. Like, yeah. And speaking of his Quinion Mitchell love, who could forget? He wanted Terry and Arnold, and
yeah, he didn't like the pick.
Who was the other cornerback in last year's draft?
No, it was Terry and Arnold and Cooper.
No, nah, there's someone else in there, I think, too.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
Was that draft?
Might have been off. There was some other cornerback that he was all about besides Quinion. He's not a Quinion guy.
I wasn't a Quinion guy either. Out of Toledo. I can't lie.
It was one of those moments.
I was a Cooper DeJean guy.
It was one of those moments where, like, here goes Howie going for the small school
smart.
Guy.
Yeah,
he's getting a little cocky. Yep. Getting a little
Nate
cocky.
Wiggins?
Mm. Oh, could have been Nate Wiggins. Yeah, Nate Wiggins was one of the top corners last
year. Yeah. Good player. All right, the second thing Elliott has been most wrong about in the last year is Reggie White not on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Well, dude. Dude, that one is...
It's outrageous.
It's outrageous. Makes everyone mad.
It almost broke Merrill. I mean, Merrill almost wanted to call Elliott to the side. Well, don't do that again.
Because Merrill is just putting up with Elliott because he has to.
Oh, right? There's no way.
Generally.
Yeah.
I'm sure Merrill, under his breath, is like, oh, that guy's an idiot. I'm sure that happens quite a bit.
Yep.
But he couldn't hide it.
Well,
when I asked him that, he just stared at me.
Yeah, we put him on the spot.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Well, it's like the one time, when I was doing Eagles post game, it was the game that they lost to the Chargers in 21. Jalen had a good game, like one of his best games that year.
I remember that game, yeah.
And Elliott came on and said that Jalen was the reason they lost that game or something along those lines. And Merrill called in and said he almost broke a blood vessel.
Yeah, that was a great cut. They had that for a minute.
We did. I don't think I have it anymore.
Yeah.
But it was an all-time moment.
You got to be pretty outrageous to have Uncle Merle call up.
Yes.
To address.
Yes.
Something you put out there. And it was a post-game show.
Yeah, I know. So an all-timer. But number one also is of the Mount Rushmore, where he had Mike Schmidt not on the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on his Mount Rushmore of worst things he's ever said.
Yeah. And he fought about it for a while. He eventually relented, though only... Sort of,
yes.
Yeah, he'll go, fine, I'll put Mike Schmidt on.
Yeah.
But then he takes off Carlton.
Carlton, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mike Schmidt and Reggie White thing, I mean, Mike Schmidt even more.
Well, because Mike Schmidt only played for the Phillies.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Like, he can make the Reggie White argument.
Yeah, you can try to make the Reggie
White
argument.
I think it's faulty, but I see where he's coming from, that he played for the Packers, and most people think of him as a Packer, which I don't agree with, but okay.
Right.
Mike Schmidt. Only played for the Phillies.
Without question.
Yeah, he's like Mr. Philly.
It's without question.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt not on the Mount Rushmore. What?
Yeah. Only played for the Phillies. The best third baseman of all time. MVP. World Series MVP.
Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Famer.
Well, he had no respect for that run either. Like, we always talk about 07-11 is the best run in Phillies history, and sure, I think you can make... But that it's not like that run from 77-83 was a bunch of scrubs. I
mean, and there's two World Series in there. Only won one, but you were there twice.
And they won 100-plus games, I think, 77-78.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great run, too.
Yes.
It was a great run,
too. But they won 101 games.
Yeah, 100-plus games.
That's 100-plus.
Well, I know they set the record in 2011. 11.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. I know.
215. Oh, this hour.
You just didn't want to say 101.
No.
Games.
Well, because I got to be honest, I was thinking, like, how much was it?
Yes.
You know, you didn't know. You didn't remember.
I know because I know what the record was.
Well, I know it's 102. I don't know if they got stuck on just 100 or if they got to 101 in one of those years. So that's why we smidged the words a little bit.
It's a good list.
This, well, and he could do five more if he wanted to. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors, the summer sale. No money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call them at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Dot in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Dot?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Dot?
It's like K-Dot?
No, I ain't K-Dot. That's the right. I know you're talking about, though, but I ain't K-Dot, though. No. But, hey, just real quick, but I want to say something about Zach. Zach is the best pitcher in our time. I don't know how old everybody is. You know what I'm saying? But as far as this time, yeah, we are.
And
man, we lost Dot.
Right on the dot.
Nailed it.
Hey-o!
This guy doesn't eat his soup.
Hey, come on, man. I kind of all I'm doing is thinking about that soup.
I can tell.
And then it's going to be over. Yesterday, I got soups and little crackers. There's no crackers on the third day.
Oh, really? They cut out the crackers?
The third day is the least food out of all the days.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, and the good thing, the good part is you're going to a concert tonight.
Yeah, it should be fine. The I told my wife last night. I was like, "Well, I don't know. This is pretty easy. I'm doing fine." And then,
well, you told me the same thing this morning on our phone call.
Yep,
and I'm actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, man. I mean, not so well tonight. Not so well tonight. Or today. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up? Okay.
What it do, fellas?
Hi, Andrew.
What it do, Andrew?
So my point today is going along with what Dot was saying is. That Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher of the 2020s of this century, and to prove that point,
do you mean the 2000s or this century started in?
You mean this decade is what you mean?
Yeah.
This decade.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102. Laser
beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
In the 2020s, he is first in innings, first in fielding and defensive pitching, which is your ERA of what you can control as a pitcher. He's third in overall ERA,
right.
First in strikeouts. And him and also Nola is also up there in the 2020s, surprisingly. But the thing is with Zach Wheeler, he's been dominant for most of the last 5 years, and I think that there should be no debate for him to have that title once it's all said and done, once he's retired. The best pitcher of the 2020s, and he will win a Cy Young this year. And once he gets that World Series ring, he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
So let me ask you this, okay? Where'd you have him on your top 11 list?
I think I had him at... I had him at 2 behind Saquon.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Are you sure? If we double check that, is that going to be accurate?
No,
definitely
making
this
up on the fly.
Did you have Jalen ahead of him?
Yes.
No, I had Saquon, Wheeler, Hurts. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I trust you. Even though Ike's telling me no, I trust you.
And I don't even really know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. So he's just trying to corner you. Do you have a favorite Canadian? Okay.
I had a couple of them. It's going to be a Flyer. But okay. I was thinking Claude Giroux for my entire lifetime. I mean, watched him every season on TV. So,
okay.
Got to be Giroux.
That's a good one.
All right.
Do we know? Thank you for the call. Okay. Do we know that he's Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Ottawa.
Sounds okay. Like he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Giroux. Giroux.
Yeah, it's a French name.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a, you know, American name.
No, it doesn't. But you never know.
So this is in part issue with the position in the sport. I'm talking about Zach Wheeler.
Oh, right.
And him getting his true recognition.
I thought you were about to make a TJ Watt point. I'm going to be
No. We moved on TJ.
See, I was looking at his set.
So, I was going to ask, who would you consider the best pitcher in baseball?
Right now?
Scooball.
Scooball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Best pitcher. Mm-hmm. By far?
Not by far, but I think he won the Triple Crown last year in the AL.
Right. How many people you think know who that is?
Yeah, it's a sport issue.
It's a sport issue.
But
in what other sport would you take a position that has this much importance and it be the best player, and even the casual fan doesn't necessarily know who it is?
Well, Joe DiCamera had him labeled as one of the biggest draft misses in Philly's history, the third overall pick when he went in the ninth round. So you tell me that guy doesn't know baseball? I mean, you kidding me?
I think overall.
But why? But it's here though. I guess we're talking about Wheeler. I mean, for the general baseball fan, I agree.
No, I know what you're saying, but I think this is just a smaller part of the bigger issue that I think Zach doesn't get the recognition that he deserves because it's not a popular position from his and he's not a flashy pitcher. So it's not like everybody's, what does Zach Wheeler do tonight, right?
So to your point on that, it's funny. Like, when he showed that emotion when he struck out Soto on that Friday night against the Mets.
And that's the first time I've seen anything from him.
People were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's our guy, Wheels.
So I honestly think it's a byproduct just of the sport and the position. I think you're right, obviously, with the greatness of Zach Wheeler and what he's done on the field. But as far as people giving him that recognition, I just, for some reason, a hitter like Bryce, we didn't have a problem with Bryce being the number one athlete in the city last year.
Right.
He was voted the number one athlete in the city.
Yeah, it's not a Phillies thing.
Yeah, so it's not a Phillies thing or a baseball thing. That clearly the baseball player was voted the number one guy.
Well, and I think his aura, as we've talked about multiple times today, I think it's starting to grow now.
Zach's.
Yeah. Like, I think the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of talk about how much we appreciate this guy.
Yeah, because I think people have woken up and been like, wait a minute.
Hold on, we're missing out.
Yeah, he's still doing this?
Yeah, have I been sleepwalking, by the way? He's 2-2-7, I believe, and Skeens is 2-1-2.
Okay, so they're
close. Not that far away,
We're going to get him. We're going to get him.
Ike sending letters to the Cy Young voters.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with his futures bet at all.
You know, all we got to do is send him a clip of Jolly talking about Livy Dunn. And that's throw his whole game off.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's his wife, right? That's his
girlfriend. Yeah. We need a breakup there for our Cy Young. Maybe a little breakup.
We got to talk about Jolly too, by the way.
Yeah, getting a little chesty.
Well, that tweet was out of line.
He's relentless with it.
Yeah, he's actually been out of line on Twitter for a little while now. I was talking about, you know, trading Ranger yesterday.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
He just responded, "Why would you trade it to a team that's trying to beat you!" !! It's like, settle down, man. It's like, we work together, you know?
I don't know if Jolly's a...
Jolly's a loner, man.
Yeah, he's not a wee guy. I think
he is not a wee guy.
You don't think he's a team guy?
Well, he only tweets really during the midday show because he's disagreeing with Giglio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old subtweet in the middle of the show.
Right.
Well, and apparently he's not happy with you either. Said you're mentally weak.
Yeah, but I think me and Jolly have a nice little friendship.
Okay.
I think you, the Ranger thing, annoyed him. He got into
He's still there with the Maury thing.
The Maury thing, that was serious. I think Jolly and I have a jovial relationship, I think, although he's saying some weird things on Twitter. On Friday night, I woke up at 1:45 in the morning to my Twitter feed just being Jolly arguing with one guy.
Yes.
And then Jolly texting me and saying that I said something that wasn't true, like questioning his resume. I was like, Jolly, it was just a bit. You know? He's like, don't put things out there that aren't true. I didn't say anything about BJ Edgecombe.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Jolly... Just take it down a notch.
Yeah, well, I think we might have to have a conversation about Jolly.
We need to bring him back in.
Yeah.
I missed Jolly on top 11 week. We need another sit down with Jolly.
He did. And top 11 week was fine, I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, but I heard it, though. I wasn't here for it, but I heard it.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to it.
I think he was fine. And then he argued with Elliot about Ace Bailey. Yeah. I was here that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, here's where Jolly will be fine if he stops, you know, the subtweets, and also once he comes to the conclusion that even if he believes his position was right in the debate about Daryl Morey, that I slayed him in the debate. That he didn't bring any facts at all. It's really disappointing.
Are you going to break that down on video?
I got it. If one of your video guys comes over and grabs me or something, I'll do it.
My video guys?
Well,
I just want you on a telestrator. Like,
yes.
You're John Madden.
Yeah. You know? I just want to be, like, even when we put it through the AI and had the AI analyze it, the AI said that Jolly didn't have any facts. Like, that's what that's what a neutral artificial intelligence said. We listened to the debate. One guy was passionate, didn't have any facts at all, and the other guy kept laying out facts. And Jolly is a facts guy. You know, by and large, he's a fact.
Well, yeah, that's on tape. I mean, listen to this.
Have facts, folks. Facts, facts, facts.
There it is.
And there's no facts.
No facts at all.
It was all feelings.
Yes. He just hates him. It's fine. Speaking of feelings, Ike felt good when we found out that Philadelphia is getting a WNBA team in 2030. They will play at the Xfinity Mobile Arena first year. I don't know if they'll play. They're not knocking down the Xfinity Mobile Arena to build the new place, I would assume.
Is it going to be like a Spectrum Macovia Center situation for a bit?
That would be my guess, at least for a little while.
See, I didn't even know that.
I would imagine.
It makes sense, though, because you don't have enough time to
build it. Yeah. I would imagine they will. And then I would imagine they would switch, but they'll use the other one for content.
I'll tell you what, it's not going to be when they tear down the Wells Fargo. It's funny, there's not going to be like a big tear shed, I don't think.
No, when they tear down the Xfinity Mobile Arena, no. Like when they did with the Spectrum?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
We're looking forward to this new arena.
Yeah.
The Spectrum, like this place. It's pretty been a nondescript 25 years.
I got a feeling this might be the best one of all of them down there.
The new arena?
Yep.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would say
we're going to get a good one.
No, I mean including CBP and the Link.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's tough for an arena to beat a baseball stadium for me.
I just think they're going to put everything into this thing,
because you have Comcast and you have.
I just got a feeling this thing gonna have all types of bills.
It's gonna have the Clippers wall, like they built out the Clippers arena.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So is it gonna be the Xfinity Mobile Arena next year, and then they're gonna tear it down and make it the Xfinity Mobile Arena?
No, they're not tearing anything down.
No,
but they're eventually getting a new stadium.
No, okay, yeah, but they're not tearing this down to build the new place.
Right. That's what we were just saying.
They are building the new place.
But is it going to be the Xfinity Mobile Arena next year? Are they changing the name next year?
I think they already did, didn't they?
Yeah, where have you been? The name has already changed.
Yeah, I haven't seen it because I haven't been down there, but I assume it's changed.
All right.
Yeah.
Is Alec Bohm going to be on the Phillies next year?
Alec Bohm in arbitration.
I'm just letting you know, the WNBA team, you have to earn my attention, just like the Flyers, just like the Union.
Trade for Caitlin Clark.
I don't have time.
Dude.
I don't.
We're already starting to put together a package to get Caitlin here.
Oh, well, you get Caitlin here, they've earned my attention.
As a free agent.
They've earned my attention.
What picks are you offering?
I'll give them all the picks.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
We need Sophie Cunningham, too. Yep. And we need TJ's sister.
Yeah, she got cut. Yeah, she got cut by the...
So hopefully by 2030.
Yes.
I'll tell you, Juju has 3 more years.
Yeah, I need Juju walking.
Yeah, she's pretty good, man.
Do you bet the WNBA?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wouldn't put it past me, though, in July. In July, it's tough times in July.
I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, it's tough times in July.
All right, 215-592-9494. No leading off because no Phils tonight, so you get a full WIP afternoon show to 6. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.